small group tonight. Mm-hmm. It's our last meeting for the year.
Is anybody on mute? On the meet?
Say again? Yes, there are three.
Three on the meet.
On the meet.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. So this is a little bigger. Yeah, a little bit, a few more. So welcome to our fourth SHAC meeting for the 22-23 school year. We appreciate y'all being here, taking your time during the summer. Our agenda, of course, like we said, thank you for being here. We'll review the May minutes. Y'all requested that those be sent in the invite. So we have sent those prior, so y'all could review them prior to being here. Our officer survey results are to be determined. And we'll talk about it a little bit further into our SHAC subcommittees tonight as well. Okay. So just for our icebreaker, what is the best advice you've ever been given and who shared it with you? We'll start at the back. We'll work our way up.
Okay. That's a spy one, because I'm so old, I've been getting a lot of advice on that. To pick one out, probably to pray.
Good.
Whenever I need anything, just depend on God and depend on Jesus and just pray and lean on it.
And who shared it with you?
My parents, basically.
Very good.
The first one that came to my mind is when I was in high school, our principal, who was just the best, he said, remember who you are and where you're from. And he would say that every day over the loudspeaker on the phone. And that's just always been in my mind. And he was, his name is Mr. T. That's a million years ago.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Who you are and where you came from.
I would say my parents told me to be yourself. And people may or may not like it, but always be yourself.
That's good.
Very good.
Mine is probably from some teen magazine back in the 80s. And it just says, something like if you're not comfortable with yourself, you have to really like yourself before other people will like you. And if you don't like yourself, then it really doesn't matter. So.
Yeah. Very true. So magazines are helpful.
That one actually was.
Yes.
My is similar for the lady. If everything is possible when you got
faith.
When you have faith.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Who told you that?
My grandparents.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Everything is possible when you have faith.
Yes.
Very good.
I think I was 12 or 13, and my sister's best friend, he was a young man, probably in his 20s. I think I was lacking self-confidence, and he told me to have confidence no matter what, and I think that I took that advice forever. But yeah.
Very good. You go. Mine would be trust your gut.
I think that when
something's not right, that's your gut telling you, trust your gut. My grandma didn't say a lot of advice, but when she did, it was very meaningful. And that's what I got from her.
The one that's standing out in my mind is not as deep as everyone else has shared, and it is from my grandma, and it was never wake a sleeping baby, which is proven to be true.
Yeah.
And I have two children, and it worked well.
Continue with that advice. Huh?
Yeah.
I do have one. My great aunt Margaret said, if you have a dime in the cupboard, you'll never be broke. So
oh, that's good.
That is good too. I like that. All right, so we're planning to have a visitor, Ted Coleman. He's our safety and security coordinator for Bastrop ISD. That's a new position this year. We thought it might be helpful, some of the things we were discussing at the last meeting, like parent involvement, drug prevention and awareness. We thought it might be helpful if he could come in and just share who he is, what his role is for the district, and answer any questions regarding some of those things that y'all might have. So, okay, we'll just make sure he had it on calendar, so he was planning to be here. This is him, Ted Coleman. He's got a vast variety of experience. As you can see, he was deployed 5 different times. He's working on the safety and security of our students and our buildings. He's helping, he's working real closely with Chief Bunch. He's helping train our administrators and our staff on different safety issues, like the drills that we're working on, keeping our doors locked during the school day, if students are present. And he's trying to go by all the rules that are already present, but integrate them into our district. So it shows he's got a criminal justice degree. So he was a really great candidate for this. He did a lot of stuff like on a broader scale out, as you can see. And then he wanted to spend more time with his children, so he became a teacher at CCI. And then he joined in this aspect. So anyways, that is him. We'll come back to him when he is able to join us. Again, here is just some information. So I like his signature, 3 strikes and you're not out. There's always one more thing that you can do. So I think that's just keep on trying. Group commitments. As we always say, we want to remain solution driven. Take care of any needs you may have. There's water at the back, restrooms around the corner. And we want to listen to others. We can review our minutes.
I can't hear anything on Google Meet.
So hold on.
Go.
Is that me or no?
No, that's the video. Technical difficulties.
Do you want me to go and get someone?
If there's someone that could do it, I'll try to look.
Okay.
Oh, you're gone.
Is somebody trying to connect online?
They are on, they just can't hear us.
Oh.
So. What apps access microphone? Do you know how to do audio on your Google Meet? They're saying they can't hear us.
Is it if they're at the top or is this all muted? Or is it
well, they're muted, yeah.
So that's
I'm used
way too many settings. I do know that.
I'm used to Zoom.
Yeah, I know, and then
so
I
don't know what to do with Google Meet.
I think I've used it once.
Is that me?
Where's your
yeah.
audio just on the computer?
And what is the problem? They can't hear you? Mm-hmm. You have to join with your audio, I know that. Or they won't be able to hear you. And they have to join with their audio.
But they may not have
a microphone. Yeah, they have to go in there. Even though it's mute, they have to, when they first connect, they still have to say, yes, I want to connect with my audio.
Yeah.
Or they can't hear you and you can't hear them.
Go out and
get back
in.
And you have to get back in.
I'll send a chat.
Go back in and says, yes, I want to connect with my audio. It doesn't matter. That little mute has nothing to do.
all hearing and not hearing in the session. I use the whole semester not teaching.
They're just going to send someone from IT, then I'm going to have to do a tour.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just try to get out of it and go back in.
Okay.
Connected to
my dad. Yeah.
Can everyone hear us?
No, we haven't been able to.
Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay, yay!
Okay,
okay, we're going to try to share again.
Reboot. And then down.
Okay. Let's get back to this. Okay. Is this where we were? We were on the minutes. Were we on the minutes
yes.
part? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So y'all have the minutes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have them? Okay. So do y'all want to just review them and then approve them? You're yeah. good? Yes.
So how many members do we have online?
There's four or five online
five?
Now.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we said 11?
Mm-hmm.
11. How many members are
there? Total?
I'd have to look at the invite and just see how many are on there.
Because are we going to approve without all the members? Is that
I think, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If they're not here, then we just vote because
mm-hmm.
we sent out the invite. If they,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're able to make it.
And I read, thank you so much for sending them before the meeting because I read them and I approved the main, I'm calling right now for the main
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting,
the one that we did last time, yes.
Uh-huh.
And I approved those, but I still have questions about the minutes from March, so I would like to vote on approving those minutes. And I think probably my question is going to be answered through the agenda because I was looking at it and you're going to talk about that. So probably at the end, I have more questions I'll ask you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Sounds good. Okay, does anybody want to make a notion that we approve them?
I move that the
minutes
be approved.
Second?
I second.
Okay. Anybody
opposed?
Not in favor? No. Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So remember our purpose in SHAC. We want to move forward, ensure that the school district's health programs reflect our local values. Okay, so anything that we promote to the board is a reflection of what our community is wanting.
Tom.
Yes.
So, you know, in the purpose, who wrote the purpose of this chat?
Go back.
Who wrote the purpose of the chat?
That's like in the rules, not the bylaws, but just in the rules that's what the SHAC does. They.
Like that's our main goal. That's
yes.
basically like every SHAC. That's
every
right.
SHAC, yes.
Goal, right.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the rules? The rules?
Well, just like anything that you look up SHAC related.
Do you have them on the website?
We don't have any bylaws, do we?
We do not have bylaws
sure.
right now.
Because like most school districts, I know you had mentioned this before, like they have their posted. Other school districts have their posted on their web pages. Bastrop does not.
They are in the works. I was under, I had thought they were in cabinet.
Right.
Awaiting approval. I understand now that they are in the draft phase.
Okay.
So.
Who's drafting those?
Because everything we do, like, and so this is like one of the questions too, because I know like at the beginning we all had like ideas, like things we were interested in, and then it came down to these subcommittees of what we're working on. That you're not the one deciding this. So you get your orders from our superintendent or our school board, which one?
So I was getting them above me.
Okay. So you can't tell us? You don't know? Which is
well, my...
I'd like to know.
Our supervisor is no longer with us.
Okay.
So that's who I was receiving guidance from.
Okay.
So, I do not have a direct supervisor at this moment.
Okay.
So,
But she was telling you what we were going to go over.
That's kind of where the idea of where the subcommittees kind of came from.
Okay.
And I think it was focused on some of the, you found those things, I had it at the last meeting.
The Texas Education Code 28?
All the things that Shaq should be focusing on. So our subtitles were from those listed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's where they came from.
Right.
Within those Shaq rules. However, being that next school year, we'll be starting over, and I'm sure by then we will have a director again, we could reevaluate our subcommittees, because I know there was some question as to the stuff that we discussed last year,
mm-hmm.
where is that?
Right.
So I would think there's
picked up any of it.
I'm thinking there's an opportunity to re-look at those
topics. I worked in the corporate world forever. I attended a lot of meetings and I was on a lot of committees, and I've never been in a committee, in a group or a committee where they're going to make decisions and somebody else wrote their bylaws for them. And I just don't understand why the Shack itself is not writing its own bylaws about using, of course, the law and the code and everything else. It should never just be, these are the bylaws that this committee's going to follow. They should come from the committee. And then each year, when the committee meets, the bylaws should be gone over. And if you want to make changes for that year, then it has to be voted on by the entire, well, a quorum of the entire committee about how they want to change those bylaws. There shouldn't just be, this is Shaq and these are your bylaws and this is what you're going to follow. So really that takes 99% of the decision making away from everybody but the one person who's dictating everything.
Correct.
And for us to be going into our third year with no bylaws, that's totally wrong.
Okay. I wrote down Shaq bylaws written by the committee. Review each year and make changes accordingly. Have the members vote, edit, and approve.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you can't have somebody else write your... Now, somebody else can write the law.
Right.
The legislature can write the law and say, these are the things that you have to have.
And
then you make your bylaws based on that, plus anything that particular committee decides is relevant for their particular type of committee or district or whatever. So let's keep it at check. So the legislature makes the law, you make the bylaws based on those laws, plus if something's unique to Bastrop, you would add those things to the bylaws, and then that would be approved.
So I'm really confused about if we had stuff, because I know we did last year, that didn't get finished, and it still didn't get finished, we did not bring it up this year.
Right.
We just dropped it. It was just completely dropped.
Yeah, and it just seems to me like, and this is not you, this is no reflection
on
anything you've done,
but
it just seems to me like we're going to have a Shack, everything's going to be done outside of you, and then you can do little subcommittees, but that's all our Shack is for. And if that's
it's
the
a
case,
sham, basically.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a case.
Basically.
Yeah,
it's not really a committee, it's not really a group, it's not really what I was thinking that it was supposed to be. And you just can't have somebody from up high dictate all the rules.
No,
and
that's exactly what it seems it is.
Yeah.
So any of our input that we put in, the subcommittees, the issues that we said were important to us are not the subcommittees we are doing.
Not only that, we're not looking at anything happened in the past 2 years, so how can anything
ever get resolved
no.
by the end of the year, you know, year if you're not resolving those things. Or if you're not addressing those things and throwing them out at the beginning of the year saying, we're not going to address that this year because it's no longer relevant, or we don't want to address that.
Or this was resolved, so we can mark it off.
Yeah, or we have more important issues we believe should be taken over from what was left over from last year. But just drop stuff, because then all your progress is gone.
And whoever's making these decisions outside of this committee, we need to see them. We need to talk to them. We need to know where and why they're making these decisions without our input.
Okay, so can't have someone from here making decisions. review last year's items, meaning any previous year, and either resolve them or decide it.
Well, yeah, so one of the reasons I bring that up too is because I know SB9 was discussed, but it is not being done in our schools.
That's correct.
And here's the thing, when I went back.
That has been discussed recently.
Okay, but my daughter was going into seventh grade. Mm-hmm. She did not have any of those TEKS this year. And I know from looking at your prior minutes that y'all had somebody come and talk to y'all. That Bastrop County has a high number of physical sexual abuse cases when compared to other areas, right? SB9 covers a lot of that, but our district is not addressing them at all.
And that is one of the subcommittees that was asked to be addressed.
And it's not.
And it's not. Being
so I might as well walk out right now. I'm sorry, but like BISD is continuously saying children first, unless it comes to
some children.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, six.
I'm sorry, but that is infuriating. This is the law that should be implemented, and they're not implementing it. I've emailed the curriculum director. I've called them. Nobody will call me back.
Yeah. And that's the other part of what's going on is you have a committee called CHECK. And then somebody somewhere in the upper world is making all the rules and laws and everything else. And then when the state comes in and says, why weren't you doing this? Then that person isn't even mentioned, but the shack is blamed because, well, they didn't do
they
it.
Didn't do
they
well.
Didn't live up to their responsibilities. I'm sorry, but I'm nobody's scapegoat.
And I do know that, like, the membership thing was, and I do know, like, that was an issue last year, but I know, do we not have, like, public relations? Like, we should have doctors in here, we should have local lawyers, we should have, like, how many churches do we have in Bastrop? Pastors in here? Do we not, I mean, when we did, like, every bond thing we have, there are a million flyers out there. There are videos all over Facebook. We should have the same for Shaq. I mean, this place should be full of people concerned about the issues.
I think in the past, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think in the past, attendance has been part of an issue. Like, we're just struggling to try to get people to come.
Yes, and I do, but.
So, any ideas on.
Look at other districts and the rosters, it is. It's doctors. Pastors, it's
so how do we get them?
But that's it.
Well,
where is our BISD representative going out there?
Yes.
And I mean,
or you have somebody.
Is that our job to do that? I mean,
it could be. I mean, you might have a representative from the SHAT committee.
But that's it. I mean, I don't know who at BISD, but I mean, they have marketing people. I don't know who that would fall under. I'm not putting it all on you. But there's no reason we cannot do that. Because our community is involved. I mean, we have the whole organization that, you know, we believe.
Well, and if you look at how many people attended our very first meeting this year,
exactly.
We had a room full.
Yes.
And every meeting it dwindled.
Yes.
Because we do nothing. We don't decide anything. We don't know who decides.
And the advocates.
You know, someone out there is making these decisions, but we don't know who, nor really what the decisions are.
I think
that's part of it. I think it's everything combined together. When you feel like you're on a committee and you're taking your time to be in a meeting to make important decisions, and you're told all those decisions are made for you, why should you attend the meeting?
Right.
You know, so people get frustrated and they just don't, you know, forget.
Right.
I agree. I think that you're spot on with that.
Okay. I mean, I wrote down all your concerns, and I will pass them on.
And again, we are not
definitely not.
You or you're very good about sending out emails, reminding us of the meetings. You had another by putting everything on that we requested that you put on the invite. You've done all that, but I want to know. I don't want to find out that some. I want to know. Who's actually running the show? Is it the actual
You're as much a victim as we are.
Yeah. Is it somebody up at the top that's just saying this is the way it's going to go and everybody
so
else can get blamed?
Right.
Let's,
fail.
We'll try to get some answers for you. By our first meeting.
So while that, while we are waiting on the bio for an announcer, should we just meeting by emails or share information by emails, because it's like no purpose to come every time to the meeting if we're not going to do it.
If you're on bylaws and rules and set up the way things are supposed to go, and procedure, right?
Okay.
Anybody on the meet, have any comments to make? Because they might have some objections or something to add to that.
So, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, this is Acton.
Okay.
I agree with what they say about the fact that when you come to the meeting, it's supposed to be an open-minded section, but it does seem like, and I understand Baker's not here anymore, but even then she was saying, well, people up above. And the board, I understand the cabinet and all that, I know who those kind of people are, but they're going to be the one making the decisions that are at least leading what they think is supposed to be the decisions we do, then they need to be present at the meeting.
That's right.
To explain what they're doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have to be a part of it. They can't be the dictator of it and not be present.
Or even know.
Yeah, we don't have names.
Yeah. Okay. Again, I hear you. And thank you for sharing, Lori.
Yeah.
So on a positive note, I do feel like last meeting we did break out into groups. We did discuss the topics.
Yeah.
We did talk about, we added a parental involvement subcommittee. We talked about drug prevention awareness. We talked about staff wellness. We talked about the DD. Christina Tucker, who is over our PE, she was not at that meeting, so it would be super helpful to have her be a part of the PE group, because she would have a lot of information to provide, a lot of insight. And I absolutely hear you about the Citadel 9.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is
the thing.
That's a key subcommittee that needs to be addressed.
And I did talk to someone about that this week,
mm-hmm.
Saying that this is what we talked about last week.
Okay, now I've seen the signs. I know there's signs outside. I've seen the like sex trafficking little signs stuck in the ground. This part, I mean, I know I've had discussions with my daughter, and I know I had signed in the opt-in form, which right, this is only one of five states that requires an opt-in form to teach about
mm-hmm.
child abuse. Does that make sense?
Well, at least we do.
No, that's a bad thing, actually.
Do you think?
I think the children that are getting abused by their parents.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I see the case.
On the
still
child
abuse.
Abuse.
Yeah. Because they won't sign.
She's saying it's not a good thing for them to have to opt
right.
in versus like opt out.
So, automatically.
I also mentioned the growing. Mm-hmm. Education, you know, their bodies are changing.
Mm-hmm.
So I did discuss that with somebody this week, and we are supposed to meet this summer to discuss both of these things. So I know that may not seem super helpful right now, but we are going to meet to discuss those
things.
Well,
the other thing about fast drop is that we can't hide our heads in the sand and say it's not happening. We we literally have Hope House. We literally have places that actually address sex trafficking, girls that have been sex trafficked. And it's happening. I got 5 childhood abduction alerts. And yeah, when they're 3 and 4 and you think it might be another parent, that's one thing. But they're 13 years old, 14 years old. One was by a 34-year-old man. One was by an unidentified man. And it's happening so much. And it really needs to be addressed. We need to protect our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't be protected if they don't understand what some of their actions are doing. You know, and like my mom told me not to talk to strangers, but let me know what your name is so you're not a stranger anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they have no idea that what they do online or TikTok or answering or sneaking out or whatever, they just look at that as their parents, you know, they know better because they're teens and stuff. But if they're getting tools and we address those issues that they can go, oh, wait a minute, I heard about this. Then maybe, you know, we can save some lives.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And to not address it is putting your head in the sand and pretending it doesn't exist. And it does. Even if that's true.
I agree. So, how much time do you have?
I'm good for this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Ted Coleman. We will get right back then. Thank you for being here. I just wanted to go over what I have to, okay? Shack bylaws. Need to be written by the committee, reviewed each year, and make changes accordingly. Have members vote, edit, and approve. Write according to the law, adjust to our district's needs. Okay? Can have someone from higher up making the decision. Review last year's items and either resolve or decide there's bigger issues. Address Senate Bill 9, which I mentioned. Members, recruit members, doctors or church people. We need to decide.
We're going to buy you a bigger notepad.
Right.
The other sex education one also has. I know Bastrop is not implementing that one either.
And that one
is passed. It's 1525 is the number on it. I know.
Yes, I remember that.
Because it doesn't just cover sex education. I know we don't have to do sex education, but it also covers all the healthy relationships and all that.
Okay.
But we're not doing that one either. And
okay.
It's a middle school one.
That was a house bill or Senate bill?
I want to say it's a house bill, but I can't remember now.
1525 would probably be probably a Senate bill. House bills are usually like 12, 14, 15.
So, Tanya.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I do know with the high school, we cover that through our advisory time. We have, with legal time, we'll cover healthy relationships. We don't cover sex ed, but we do have healthy relationships. That's one of our things that we make sure we cover through Eagle Time.
Okay.
I can't speak to the other schools, but I know that's one we definitely cover.
Okay.
It's House Bill 1525, and it says relating to updated procedures and recommending human sexuality instruction curriculum and changes in meeting requirements to include posting a notice of the meeting, recording the meeting, and posting minutes to school district websites. So that's one of
which
the things
do.
That the SHAC committee should be covering.
I know in 2020 they passed the first one that they passed in like 20 years and it covered every school one.
Okay. And then
by email possibly until we get some more answers. Those making the decisions could be here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think all of that is reasonable. Totally. I will try to get, you know, that answer for you and possibly see if we can even put it in the minutes when we send that back out. So I think that's,
yeah, I agree. So if it's okay with y'all, I'd like to take a moment to have Ted Coleman come up. So I introduced you earlier.
Okay.
But go ahead and introduce yourself again and your role and what you're here for, what you're doing
with this
district.
Yep, there you
go. Yeah, I apologize for being late. I was out on the campus, so dealing with a couple issues. Just real quick, run through this, and then I'll talk more importantly about what my job is. I have a master's in criminal justice, public administration. I have some teaching experience of higher education, West Point Military Academy. And then I moved and settled in Cedar Creek and have been teaching here. Have a lot of school safety and setup experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan, from building and establishing schools to giving everyone, every student there, the right to come to school and get an education. It's kind of changed over when the United States left, but I can tell you from 20 years when we first went in, that some of those kids that I met when they were 13 and 14, many of them are surgeons and work in the medical field, attorneys doing really good stuff, some of them here in the States. And I really like this quote, and I think it's going to be something that we're going to continue working on in the district as we move through with the safety and security of all of our campuses. Three strikes, you're not out. There's always one more thing you can do. I think we really, really have to focus on what our priorities are, the safety and security of the district, and then go after those goals. I see and I hear a whole lot of check the boxes. Remember, I was a teacher, I was in a classroom, I had vector planning, and I was also doing my lesson plans and my seating charts and all the other training. So we're really gonna be hitting these. I report directly to Barry or Mr. Edwards, so I am assuming the responsibility of safety and security of the district, aside from the police officers. They will handle the police work. I will handle all of the administrations, the administrators, the staff, the students on keeping a secure campus from what's the new legislation, what the new laws are, from our audits to all the things that keep us in compliance, and then also the TA policies, the policies that Bastrop ISD has established. So I will kind of be the guy that's enforcing those. Any district employees? And, okay, so we'll have a really good relationship or a really bad relationship, but I'll be here to enforce the standards throughout the district. We have some weak spots, and we're really, really going to tighten up this school year. We have a lot of weak spots, and we're going to start holding folks accountable, and that's what Mr. Edwards has asked me to do, and I take great pride in holding these administrators and staff and students accountable. So it's going to be a good year. Training on drills. What if this happens? What do we do? If we have a lockdown drill, what do we do? If we have a secure drill, what do we do? What's the difference between a lockdown drill? What's the difference between evacuation? A lot of people don't know. They hear one drill, they hear two drills. We have a fire drill, we evacuate. We have a lockdown drill, and we lock down. And when we say words like lockdown, then we're on KVU and Fox 7 at 6 o'clock. Wanted to know why Bastrop ISD was on a lockdown. So we have to become familiar, and we have to train our administrators, starting with our administrators, and then we have to train our staff, and then we have to train our kiddos. One of the big things that I'll be hitting on the next couple weeks, and I have to address a few of the topics as we go along, is I just appointed to I'm the chair of the safety committee for Bastrop, and then Bastrop ISD falls under that. So it'll be the police chief, the fire chief, the mayor, the city, like all the folks that make up our local government. And any time that we have any type of incidents, like an open door or someone gets into a school, all of that has to be reported to those folks. Then I have to go to the board meeting that night and report those findings and those failures to the board. And then we have to find out what we're going to do about it, how we're going to fix it, and all those kind of things. So the accountability piece of keeping doors locked, keeping kiddos safe, is going to be the number one priority that I have all year long. The last thing is, just becoming, as a district, becoming really familiar with what the laws are. I try to separate myself from the police department because Scott Bunch is our chief of police. He runs the police department. Some of the trainings that I've been in lately, it is finding what that school-based law enforcement or those SROs, the school resource officers, are responsible for and what they're not responsible for. And then we'll go, I want to go through that heavily with the administrators because the police officers, for one, that I really despise security considering I'm a criminal justice major, is police officers are not here to scare kids. Like we, as the safety guy, I'm not here to scare kids. Hey, I need you to go in there and scare him and get him to straighten up. That's not what we're here for. That's actually the opposite. Like we're trying to build rapport and reputation and get things going in the right way. So we'll be working on what school-based law enforcement and SROs do versus what teachers do. Teachers get tired, I get it. I was a teacher, you know what? Now I work all summer long, I'm still tired. So people doing the right things at the right time and holding those folks accountable is really what I'm gonna be here for. With all of that said, it's also going to be to the campuses and say, Tanya, what can I do for you? What do you need me to do? What do you need me to train your staff on? Administrators, what do you guys need? But my goal in this role is to get away from check the box. We have to check the box on certain things. It's what keeps us accountable. It's what keeps people out of legal trouble. It covers everyone's areas that need to be covered. But at the end of the day, when Ted is just playing all of the training and doing his rosters and seating arrangements and lesson plans and really not paying attention to the training going on and the things that we need to know, I want to eliminate that to where, okay, we can still do the vector training. We still come in and have to do our online certifications, our training, but we need someone in a classroom, in a cafeteria, in a library, delivering these instructions and this content so we understand what's going on. Because I had all kinds of questions with Vector, but I couldn't ask the computer any of those questions. I just had to answer the three questions at the end and go to the next thing, and it says that was completed. So this role is really important. I think I have a real big passion for making sure that kids go safe, that kids are safe, and taking away all those other things outside of the school that distracts kids. They come, as you guys know very well, our demographics and our location, people come from crazy things. They bring all those things to school. I don't want to add any other mitigating factors to those kids receiving an education. Don't want to add anything extra to that. Those staff members that are trying to teach those kiddos or administrators trying to run their campuses. So we're going to have a very tight, secure district. And we're gonna hold people accountable. And I know this is being recorded, so we have to play this back a couple times. I am looking for that person to make an example of them. I want to find that person that's like, oh, well, I've heard safety and security for the last 10 years, like, it doesn't matter. I'm looking for that person, so whoever's watching this and wants to be that person, we can volunteer and get it out of the way. But I'm looking for that one person to say, here's what happens if you fail to keep kiddos safe. I have a third grader, she's a fourth grader, in the district, Blue Bonnet, and I have a son moving into the seventh grade at CCM, and when I drop him off at school in the morning, I expect to pick him and her up the same way, just like maybe just a little bit smarter. They know how to work out a math problem, know how to solve a problem, but I don't pick them up in any other form than that. So that's funny. If you can't tell, I'm super, super passionate about this. People have to become serious about this. When House Bill 3 is on the governor's desk, he has 10 days to sign it. If he doesn't veto it, they can just say it's in effect, or he can go ahead and sign it and say that he signed that bill. But we're gonna get additional funding. We're looking at about $1.3 million per the district per year to add extra security things along the year for my budget that we'll be able to help out schools, help out campuses to create the best learning experience in the safest area that we can afford them. That was a lot, so.
That was good.
What is House Bill 3?
What's that?
What is House Bill 3?
What is it called?
House Bill 3 is, it gives additional funding to districts. It gives, I think it's about 1.3, 1.6, I don't remember the number, billion to the state of Texas to add extra safety and security features. It's looking
That's
for more.
The whole state.
What's that?
That's for the whole state?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, and it will be divided up. We're looking at our portion of that being about $1.3 million. So that's for cameras, radios, monitors, hall monitors, putting extra people in place. We can do, with what we have and what is being added to their new schools, we can do a lot of work with $1.3 million managed the correct way with getting those extra safety features. Once the construction is done on the schools, we're gonna go to a total secure school, total lockdown school, to where when you go up to the entry, you'll ring the doorbell, the receptionist will see you at the, which is the way it should have been 10 years ago. The lady sees your face here, oh, I know him, or identify yourself, what are you here for? Get buzzed in, come on into the campus. So those are some of the things that we're working for. My goal is within the next year is to have all those campuses to where it's a buzz in, buzz out campuses. And that's what we're working on right now.
Do you have a Raptor system?
We have a Raptor system. We're gonna do tons of Raptor training this year.
Let me have a quick one. Do you feel like that's, I asked this because I worked for the district last year, and so here's a funny story for you. I bounced between two campuses. So we got the email that we needed to install the Raptor, and you can get rid of the old app. I had no idea there was an old app because no one ever told me I needed another app.
And you know what?
I've never been to any safety training.
And the first part of that bothers me when you say you got a link. That's not a training to where, here's a link. I got the link too, and I actually had to pay attention. I had to put lesson plans away, put grading papers away, and I actually had to pay attention for this 45-minute, 47-minute video to be able to do it. But this year, once we do our civilian reaction to active shooter training we do every year, when we do stop the bleed training, we're gonna add the Raptor training in. I'm gonna walk into a cafeteria with all the staff members, I'm gonna activate a drill and see what they do, see how they do it. With the drill thing, campuses and administrators are going to really, really struggle with this, and that's okay. I want them to struggle. I want to add a little stress to their plate. I know their plate's full. It needs to be full. They're administrators. I'm going to walk in days on campuses and say, you need to go to a secure hold right now. I don't want this training to be, hey, Ted's going to be here at 9:45. We got 15 minutes. The shooter's not going to call us ahead of time and tell us he's coming to our school. So we need to do realistic, hands-on, real training. We can do all of the check the block because that keeps us in compliance with what the hire says we have to do, the hire being the state. But we need to do realistic training. Hey, the fire drill, there hasn't been a real fire, and I don't know how long it's been since there's actually been a real fire. But what's the difference between a secure or a hold or a lockdown? What are the differences? What do you do? There's some of those drills that you can conduct your normal activities in your school, and as if nothing has ever happened. You just don't leave the building, you don't let anyone out. There's other drills to where you hide in a corner and roll your window blinds down and shut off the lights and keep everyone quiet. We have to know the difference in those things. I was at a campus, I really like this campus a lot, but they had a drill, and they're roaring down the hallway, yelling, lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. It's not a lockdown. When you say lockdown and mom and dad finds out that little Johnny texts them, we're in lockdown, and then they start putting all this stuff on social media, and then the news finds out, and then it's all the things that it's a piece of communication that's lacking and missing, and I'm going to bridge it together for us. We're going to bridge it together. We're going to fix that to where we're fluent in it. That was a lot about drills, but I want it to be realistic things. Hey, this is a drill. I want you to put your campus on lockdown right now. What do? You didn't send out an email this morning.
Right.
You didn't tell them in a staff meeting, when Ted comes, everybody do this.
Right.
Because the gunman that comes into school isn't gonna do that. He's not gonna answer your emails. So we need to be very, very deliberate with how we do things to keep kids and staff safe. Staff have no problem with it. From what I understand and my interactions, and I've known a lot of staff throughout the years, and they like that extra layer of training. They like the real, honest truth. This is the down and dirty Ted. This is what you're going to get. I'm going to give you the upfront truth. When we suck at something, I'm going to say we suck at something. When we need to work on something, I'm going to tell you what we need to work on. When we're good at something, I'm going to tell you we're decent.
Well, we still got a lot of work to do. We're never going to be back in. And we're going to keep working to where when you drop your kids off in the morning, drop your kids off, your grandkids in the afternoon, whatever it is, you know they're in good hands. People are trained, proficient. They know what to do. And that's just the way it is. This, and then one other thing, am I good? That I want to convey, and I want everyone to know this, because this is the message that I deliver at principal meetings, the cabinet meetings, and board meetings. If you're not on board with what I just told you, this is the wrong place for you. Like, I know we need teachers, we need people, but we need people that actually is going to be there to do what we need to do. We don't need a warm body that we found off of Pecan Street over here that has no idea what we're doing. So if this isn't you, if you can't do what we're asking you to do of these pretty simple expectations, actually, they're really simple. It's to save you and your kiddos. If you can't do that, then you need to get on Indeed and figure out where you can go somewhere and not have those problems. And that's the, I'm just being really honest, that's the message that I have delivered to administrators, to the board, to the committees, and that's where we're at with it. Until once someone says turn it down, we're going to keep running with it. So.
Well, with the administrators, could you tell them that an intercom message that the lockdown is over is not a good idea?
Yeah, that's true. And you know, it's working these drills of complex attacks. What happened in the Nashville shooter? Someone came in, they shot the door, she walked inside the school, activated the fire alarm. What does all the kiddos do? They run out. What does that create for her? That creates targets of opportunity. So it's a communication piece of whoever's by that front office to where she breached and came in to where they have to communicate these kind of things. And one more thing. So that Nashville problem, we fixed that at Bastrop ISD over the last five or six weeks. It feels like it's been 10 years. We've had contractors out to where they have installed window film on all of the windows. So it's a delayed film. It goes on the inside, it goes on the outside. There's a caulking that goes all around here. It's not bulletproof, but they can't shoot it and it shatters and breaks. There's a film on the inside, there's a film on the outside, all around all the windows. It's on all the windows, all the doors at the campuses. And as construction continues and we get new doors, new windows, new wings, we'll continue to add that film on to where they can't breach through there. They can't shoot through a window, shoot through a door and come in. And then once we get to the locked door totally secure, they can't open the door, they can't shoot through, they can't get in. We get our kiddos locked down, give us 5 minutes, we're coming. Everyone in the county is coming, everyone in Central Texas is coming. We'll come and take care of it, you just have to buy us a few minutes. And that's what this window film will essentially help us do.
So it's not bulletproof, but?
It's not bulletproof, it's resistant.
Resistant,
so
okay.
I could, if someone was on the other side, we wouldn't want to stand here and trust it to not hit us. It'll slow a bullet down, but a one shot or two shot of a high caliber or low caliber won't shatter the window. The film on the outside and on the inside builds a wall that will either slow the bullet down or keep, when you break a window or a rock hits a window or your windshield and it starts spiraling out, it may have the little hairlines, but it won't actually breach because that film on both sides and these glazing is holding the windows together. And actually, in House Bill 3, the law says that it has to be on all of the entry doors and on the doors adjacent to those doors. The window film has to be on the outside. Scott Bunch, being Scott Bunch and our chief, he said, we're going to do it on the inside, we're going to do it on the outside, we're going to do it on all the windows. So big kudos to chief by getting everything covered to where. I say this because this was one of the last ones we did. That's where I was just out. They had a problem out at CC with access getting in too. That's a good problem. If they can't get in, that's a good problem. I had to go out and let them in so they can finish doing some of the inside. So it's happened at all the schools, and then this is the last building to be completely wrapped up. As the new schools come on, Collie Oaks and Mino Real, those windows will be, they'll have the film added on, and then Mina, the new building, they'll have the window film added as well.
So how are the district parents going to know what exact improvements
about this at the principal meeting the other day, is having updates. What I want, a little stingy, but I want a block, I want a blurb in the newsletters from the district that go out to the campuses before they even go out anywhere else. And I want to be able to put the district level stuff of all the changes that we're having. And then when we work on specialized or a specific campus, to be able to tell that principal, hey, add in this or add in that. And then I think it's time for parents to come, like with COVID and we were pushing parents away, hey, parents, grandparents, don't come in. I think it's time for community members to be back in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these programs we're working with parents in schools, watchdog, guardian, mm-hmm. having those extra people in schools. It's time to bring those people back in where we either have town hall meetings, we have a committee, we have a safety committee, and we have a few parents on it, but what about the other thousands? So it's time to get people involved. We're one community, so we get these people involved, they understand what we're doing. Hey, we're doing the best we can, but also if you could help us with this and this, then it's a coalition that's coming together to be able to do bigger things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you like to be part of our subcommittee? We are going to start a parental involvement subcommittee here in the chat.
Okay.
Would you like to be a member?
Absolutely. You may have to text me and tell me to get here. But.
So that was my what I was going to say is
okay.
They have added a committee, or we have added a committee, parent involvement, and that's one of the things they mentioned was getting people back into the buildings. Like they just said, our kids will behave better.
Yep.
In the hallways, if parents are there, just more adult bodies.
Yep.
But I'm sure there's a safety factor, so I think it's a great idea. We'll just have to learn how to do it safely.
Absolutely, and we can get those people through, which is our older Raptor system, processed in, the volunteers go through, do the volunteer check, whatever it is. It's a very, very simple identigo. I was a teacher here, and I said, hey, I'll coach hoop stars. If someone asked me, we coach hoop stars. I guess, I played basketball my whole life, I never coached it. I had to go take a background check. As a teacher, I had to go over and do my identigo, which took about, I don't know, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I coached little girls playing basketball for a few months. Super cool, my daughter was playing, so it was all worth it. But I think, anything you guys can think of to where I can be an asset to you, let me know. My email, I think they had my email up there.
Yeah.
It's really easy to remember because Tanya used to get all of my emails.
Yeah, don't confuse the two.
I'm T. Coleman 1.
So
no relation. No relation to T. Coleman.
No relation.
No relation.
That's also my personal cell phone. I don't have a district phone. I choose not to have a secondary phone to carry around. I'm never in my office. I'm on a campus or I'm in here at the district. My office is over at by Tanya's office at Genesis High School. So that's my personal cell phone. I usually answer it. If not, I'll get back to you really quick unless I'm in a meeting. And then that's my email if I can help you all with anything at all.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Have a good evening.
You all too. Thank you.
Enjoy your time with your children. All right. So that was super helpful. Very much appreciate you coming in. Is there anything else? To
yes.
be respectful if, of y'all's time, is there?
If we do decide that we would like a subcommittee on to explore SB9 and how those can be implemented in the school, I would like to be on that.
Okay.
I think I said something like that in an email, but I apologize. I was not here last session. I had some family things, but I definitely interested in that.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take your concerns, I'm try to get some answers, and then email them out. This is our last one for the
okay.
school year.
For the school year.
So are we going to do another one or not? Because we don't have to do this quarter, right?
Right.
We don't have to
I wouldn't mind
right.
doing another one.
But if we don't do another one, when do you meet again, is my question.
We were looking at that today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have one scheduled for September.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think somebody wants to say.
Does somebody want to say something?
I think they're just making noise.
I don't mind. Are we thinking about meeting again before September?
we either meet one more time to go over like what you find out, or we just do it via email, whichever is easier.
We could.
I'm game either way.
You're
welcome. If y'all are, I'm game. Yeah. Just because I feel like we all have a lot of questions, right?
Yes, we do. And I think that it's important even before September, before the new year, we get some of the answers.
Right.
About.
We really haven't resolved anything.
How about I get the answers, or attempt to get the answers? I email them out. If you're good, great. If you say, I think we need to meet again,
okay.
We'll plan a date.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That works. Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Well, we kind of covered some of that information, all his information. So I appreciate your honesty, your concern, your input. We will get to it and get back with you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Please know it has nothing to do with you personally. We just have questions and concerns.
And
we felt like we weren't being listened to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're a part of that too.
Yes.
Also. Like, I feel like you're over here with us.
Yes.
Because I know, like, you were, I was told you were kind of like thrust into this position by others. But I do feel like that's part of it too, though. But yeah, I'm sure you want to answer.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's not fair to put you in a position of saying, well, I kind of know who it is,
yeah,
but I don't have
the information to say
who it is.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
No, not great.
It's just not right.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Anybody move to adjourn? I'll move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
Thank
you. Thank y'all. Have a good night. Have a good summer. Back to you as soon as I can.
Okay. Bye, everyone online.
Bye.
Oh, I think it'll send you a recap.
Okay, great.
Of who all is there.
Okay.
Oh.